This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And we continue today with our study of the great problem of human suffering. And I want to take just a moment to urge you to get your Bible and to turn and read with me as I refer to various passages, or else to get a piece of paper and a pencil and jot down the passages which I give and to study them carefully after the broadcast is over. Nothing is true because I or any other minister tells you a certain thing. Each of you should check for yourself to see whether what is taught is actually in harmony with the teaching of the Bible. In Acts chapter 17 and verse 11, the Bible says of the people of Berea that these were more noble than they of Thessalonica, in that they searched the Scriptures daily to see if these things are so. And so as we continue the study of this great problem of human suffering, I hope that you will be studying your own Bible along with me. Now, in the past few days, we have been considering some of the causes of suffering in this life. And the 8th point that I use in this connection is that some suffering comes as a result of man's being chastened by the Lord. The writer of the letter to the Hebrews said, "Whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth." Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6. The Lord chastened Paul with a thorn in the flesh. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 to 10. This thorn was given to him so that he would not be exalted overmuch. In the same chapter, 2 Corinthians chapter 12. The Lord chastens man in order that man might be benefited. When an individual human being properly reacts to suffering, he will repent of his sins and turn to God. The psalmist declared, "Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I have kept thy word." Psalms 119, verse 67. A 9th source of suffering is that some suffering comes as a result of testing to which men are subjected. God commanded Abraham in the Old Testament to offer his son Isaac as a sacrifice. Abraham obeyed God without wavering through unbelief. Romans chapter 4, verses 20 and 21. Any father who truly loves his son could well understand the anguish which Abraham endured as he thought of sacrificing his son, even though he believed that God would raise that son from the dead. Even though Job was a righteous man, God allowed Satan to test him by causing him to endure almost indescribable suffering. Read the entire book of Job in this connection. In much the same way, Peter and the other apostles were tested by Satan. Luke chapter 22, verses 31 through 32. In the 10th place, I suggest that some suffering comes as a result of man's having to go from this life to the next. Every man faces death, Hebrews 9, 27, and death has its sting, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 15. Most people face death with a great deal of dread and misgiving. Few people can contemplate without sorrow the thought of leaving family, friends, and neighbors. Most people have a few more things they wish to do before they go. They wish to be a while longer on earth with those whom they love so dearly. Even the act of dying involves a great deal of suffering oft times. In the final place, I point out that some people suffer because they refuse God's gracious offer of salvation through His Son, Jesus Christ. When Christ comes again, all who are in the grave shall hear His voice and shall come forth. John chapter 5, verses 28 and 29. Those who have lived in harmony with God's will, who have accepted His gracious offer for salvation, will go away into everlasting life. But those who have rejected that gracious offer will go away into everlasting punishment. Let me plead with each of us today to recognize the love of God, the gracious concern of God for every one of us, and bring our lives into harmony with His will. Blessed be the name of the Lord.